Generation Y, known as millennials, are the most hopeless generation of the 21st century. That is what we've been told. So we're talking about people who are around 23 to 37 years of age. Okay? They've got a reputation as not being reliable. They're bad with money, lacking basic life skills, constantly seeking acknowledgement. Well, social media will help with that. And instant gratification as well. Most of them still living at home with their parents. But what if everything I've just said is not actually right? Millennials have now grown up. They're no longer unreliable job hoppers. So says this press release. A recent study reveals that millennials want stability, not variety. And one in two have been with their current employer for more than 3 years. Gee, they have grown up if they're more than 3 years. That's not much. It's time to change the focus and bridge the gap through understanding that millennials have similar values to every other generation. They just express them differently. With me is a millennial expert, and she's not a millennial herself, which I'm pleased to say. Emily Jacksch, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem. First of all, just on the age thing, happy birthday for Thursday, and I know you're outside of that age range. I said you're a little older than the millennials here.
That's right. So I'm 42, but I consider myself to be on the cusp. So
yeah,
I'm a Zennial.
Oh, where do these names come from? Hey, Emily, what is your interest in this? Why have you become so concerned with millennials and leadership?
So I've been working in the HR field for nearly 20 years now, and I've got two businesses, and I was having problems with millennials myself. I was hiring them and they were leaving, and what I realised was I was hiring the wrong millennials, and all of my clients, so I've got a HR consulting business, were asking me the same questions, and I thought surely an entire generation cannot be hopeless at life. So I decided to do my own research, and that's what I did, and that's what I'm sharing with everyone today.
So you're actually now coaching millennials, is that right?
Correct. So, yeah, my passion is really developing the next generation of millennial leaders because over 46% of millennials actually have direct reports now. So they're going to be running our country soon, and I think it's great because the millennials I work with are awesome. They're highly coachable. They lead completely differently to some of our baby boomer mates. So I think that they're going to change Australian workplaces for the better.
All right. I want to peel it back a bit and go to the start. How did the concept of millennial come about?
Well, generational research actually started in the early 1900s. So this has been going on for many years. And originally, I think it was the government doing generational studies for planning, and then marketing got involved. And it was a lot of the research was consumer-based. But now a lot of the research is used in the workplace to try and, I guess, deal with the different generations that we've got working all at the one time, because we've actually got four generations working in Australian workplaces at the moment. So it's highly complex because they all, although they have the same values, they express them very differently.
Okay, so why is it then that if there are so many, I suppose every generation has trouble with the one that's following them, but why do millennials especially have a bad reputation amongst other generations?
I think that it's because they're the first generation to grow up on social media. No other generation has been studied, researched and reported about like millennials. And I guess because they are on social media and they live their lives on social media, they're a pretty easy target. So I think that a lot of it is to do with that rather than them being the most hopeless generation of our time.
It was interesting. In the preface to this interview, I mentioned that one in two have been with their current employers for more than 3 years. And it made me laugh because that's not very long.
Well,
that sort of adds to the reputation of them being sort of like, oh, well, that doesn't work for me, so I'm moving.
And that's funny because I think that the older generations feel that being in an employer for 3 years is not a very long time. Whereas I work in the field of HR and human resource management, and I know that if you can get someone to stay with you for 3 years, that's actually a good thing. And all the research now is saying that people who stay in jobs for really, really long periods of time, it's sometimes not a good thing. They get bored and they burn out and they're not really engaged or motivated. So 3 to 5 years is probably a good period of time to stay in a job.
All right.
Unless you're changing job every year within the one employer.
All right. So just, we have baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what era is that?
Baby boomers are 53 to 71 years of age.
So I'm on the cusp of that. Below that?
We have Gen X, so they're 38 to 52.
Gotcha. All right. And then we have these guys we're talking about, Generation Y.
Yes, or millennials. Gen Ys. Yep.
They have really copped a pretty bad serve. They're almost parodied in my head. You know, like, and I'm working with producers all the time who are in that age group, mm-hmm. and they're lovely, but they're different.
There is a difference. Yep.
The instant gratification thing, I think, is where I fall over with this generation, in that everything's about me. I know I'm generalizing, but it does seem that way to me, that everything's about, oh, look, how good I am, how many likes do I have? It's all vacuous, superficial stuff to me. Have I got that wrong?
Well, I think because we see what they're doing on social media and they're so open about their social lives and everything they do, I think it would appear to older generations that that's what they're doing, but it's just really, I think, social change. And, you know, when people are doing things that are different to the way that we would do it, we think it's a bit weird, but them it's completely normal.
True. That's true. And they'll look back on the next generation, which would be, what, Generation Z?
Gen Z, yep.
And that's about...
Eight years old to 22, and they're a completely new breed. So,
and what are they doing?
Oh, well, they are really the first group of people who actually grew up being able to use an iPad or an iPhone before they could even speak. So we don't even know really what the impact of that's going to be, but it's definitely going to shape the way that they view the world. And for them, if you're not online, then it doesn't exist. So if you have a product or a service that's not online, they're just not really even interested.
What an impact then the technology has made on how our generations grow up. And then, and like, you have a little one as well. You've got a young child who doesn't even fit. So what's the next generation called?
They're Alpha Generation, but we don't really know that much about them.
No, I guess we wouldn't.
Yeah. No, because we can't do research on them yet. And we don't really know that much about Gen Z because a lot of them are under 16, so you're not allowed to do research on them yet.
All right. So just with these millennials then, and a lot of people who are listening would have kids or grandkids who would fit that mold, or know people around that age, maybe they are that age. What do you tell the millennials in coaching? Because they've had some bad press. How do you encourage them to get on with life and sort of assimilate?
Well, for them, it's really about social interaction, strangely enough. So the research that I did proved that they are really crying out for more face-to-face communication in the workplace, and they want coaching and mentoring. That's how they learn. And I think that if we can offer them that and offer them workplaces where they are engaged, that we involve them in decisions. So baby boomers, you know, decision-making was really top-down. What millennials want is bottom-up. And it's all about understanding that people are different. Doesn't mean they're wrong. They're just different. So we just need to learn to accept each other.
Bottom-up, expand. Bottom-up.
So bottom-up decision-making is where you involve the people in your organisation in coming up with ideas on how to solve problems, rather than the management team sitting in a room and saying, this is how we're going to, you know, solve this problem. Because what typically happens is no one likes those ideas and they'll sabotage them.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, are they the most misunderstood generation of our time? If you have an opinion on millennials, anyone around 23 to 37, let's hear about them. Let's be nice, but let's hear about them. 8223 0000, or you can email me onair@5aa.com.au. Emily Jacksh, Christmas has passed, but let's wish you a happy new year for 2019 as we all get a little bit older.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Emily. Emily Jacksh is a keynote speaker and millennial expert.
Leave Britney alone! Please! Leave Britney Spears alone right now! I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.